Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Lock a look. Look.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Howdy. Want a brand new adventure where we all play as woodland animals? Of course you do. You're not an idiot. Just head to sanspantsradio.podkeep.com and for as little as absolutely nothing, you can. All proceeds go to PSC Support UK, so help support a great cause while listening to our hot, delicious nonsense.
Welcome to Chapter 11 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Formally.
There's nothing easy.
Oh. The were-rat just can't seem to land a hit on you except that one. When he hits the ground, you hear a crack sound.
Got
and
him.
Blood starts seeping from the back of his skull.
Okay, it's one down. Now all I've got is a simple were-rat. A whole bunch of people are going to try and get it, all right, tonight. The sabers, everybody's going, right? So you better get there. If you guys want it, right, and you don't want to have to deal with the sabers or whatever, probably a good idea to go then.
Magpie, meatpie, let's go get me a boat. All my job was get a boat. I didn't have to, see 18, different factions. That's Greg Pierce's job, which I'm assuming he's doing amazingly.
Is he near me?
Grease the floor. Grease the pier.
Whoop, boom, whoop, boom. I like that that's, the most slapstick spell there is.
Your telepathic link with meatpie is severed suddenly. Then... An orc, another orc, tries to leap into the boat.
Can I just say, I'm just really glad. All I had to do was go talk to my boss and then go to the church.
Yeah, I know, you're just...
Nothing bad. Well, I did nearly die.
There might only be, 100 people at most inside. Pierce.
Yes.
You're fucking hightailing it because it's 6. You've lost so much time.
I have 6 hours to do so much. Get the sabers on side.
That's it. You're not a military tactician, but even you are aware that to organize an assault with so many people is going to take a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a second to spare. You're racing down the main street and then crash! Your carriage hits another carriage. You black out.
Oh my fucking God.
Shit. You wake up. You're in a sewer somewhere. At first, you think you've been taken by the blood cultists.
That's got me again.
But then you hear a very familiar voice.
No.
Greg Biss.
They're working with the blood cult.
Oh, quickie.
Right. Yep.
You're strapped to a metal table. That weedy-looking elf is looming over you.
So I'm assuming the Lightfoots, they're...
Surefoot.
Surefoots, whatever. They
give us the...
Yeah.
They give us the money. The debt.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's got the hand gesture, even though it's an audio medium.
It's good. Sure. Like, it adds... It adds.
It's very easy. With butter,
it's very easy. It's very... It's just... You just naturally fall into it.
Is one of your goals not to die?
My goals are, they're long gone now. I'm not going to achieve what I want to achieve.
Greg Piss.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to do with you?
Oh, probably take a bit of me.
You owe us money.
Yeah.
We buy your debt. And as we buy your debt, you try to welch on it.
When did I do that? I don't remember doing that. When was I welching on the debt? I let you take a loan.
It's very wrong to marry a girl. Oh. For anything but love.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yep.
Is there a mole in Little Camp? You need to be
very, very careful.
I'm fucked.
It's Greg Piss.
Greg Piss is the mole for every camp.
You need to be careful about who you trust.
I can strike you a deal. How about that? How do you feel about deals?
I think that's long gone.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's going to get you the weapon, but whatever.
Offer him the weapon.
That's fine.
You were going to give me the weapon.
I don't know where it's going to be tonight. Around, I'd say, about 1, maybe 1:30.
You talk a lot.
I do. You hit the nail on the head there.
You talk too much, maybe.
I don't know about
that. I could take your tongue.
Oh, fuck.
I could take your larynx.
Then
hell, to stop you talking, I could take your other lung.
Yeah. Yeah? Then I'd be out. You'd never get the cash.
But I'd have you out of my hair.
Fair. But you bought the debt to get him in. I've got to be honest with you. It just seems like you took the debt to torture me.
Wow. This does not... That would not seem unlike him, yeah. To be honest.
Right. Okay. Just get it over with.
Did you know that your warehouse burnt down?
Is that a fact?
Hmm.
Stare straight in the eye. It was probably that bastard Shane. You know he's a were-rat.
Really?
Yeah, he's a were-rat. He bit me.
I broke bread with that man.
Yeah, and he's a filthy were-rat the whole time. Surely that's worth 5k of the debt.
What's worth 5k?
The knowledge, he's a were-rat. Now you won't deal with him anymore.
Alright, that's worth 5k.
Alright, fantastic. That's good. Swiped off.
He turns to the
now you can't
the weedy elf. I want... He like... traces a finger down your body. I want... It's
oddly sexual. It is.
That's the worst.
And I don't like it at all.
If I take his chutzpah, we can't attach that again, can we? The weedy elf shakes his head. No, we can't. Take an eye.
What? Huh?
Take one of his eyes.
Anything. What do you want? What do you want? You want gold?
The weedy little elf leans over you and says, if you don't hold still.
Oh, fuck me, Adam.
Not a fan of that one.
If we run into that elf again, I'm going to punch him through the wall.
Fuck me.
If you don't hold still, I might take more than an eye by accident.
Is it possible to black out from fear? Can I try to?
Yes, highs or lows, Jackson?
You don't.
You're too brave.
Oh, God.
You do eventually black... Oh, no, you don't black out because of pain. You try to hold as still as possible, but the screaming cannot be stopped.
I'll get this back, yeah, at the end.
The elf, like, affixes an eye patch to you. It's done.
Will I get it, Papa? Will I get it back when you get the gold?
Of course.
That's all right, then.
They put a black bag over your head. You're turned loose, kind of where the carriage crashed into you. There is the wreckage of the two carriages, but not much else.
Right.
You're just on the street.
What am I doing? Who am I heading to? The Savers, that's right. That's where I'm going. A groggly.
And so you've got one lung, one eye, and no soul.
And no ear.
Oh, yeah, and you're deaf.
Yeah, I'm deaf in one ear. Oh,
Jesus.
Greg Piss getting taken
Greg
apart.
Piss probably has a lot of venereal diseases, too.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I had them before. None of that's new. I'll head to the Sabres, then.
All right.
Head to the two people I know, whoever they are, the people that I was like, hey, can I join? And they were like, no. Nah. I mean, I know I'm not looking great, but surely.
You get there in a very sorry state. Oh, incidentally, you take...
Oh, yeah, the damage for losing an eye. Not much.
Surprisingly.
But I guess it's surgery, so...
That would kill a regular man.
Greg Pierce is no regular man.
That's something, I guess.
You get in there. You. What do you say to, like, the knights and paladins who you meet at first?
Do you mean the ones at the gate or the ones that I want to talk to?
Yeah, like at the big entrance to the fort.
I say, to me, Greg Pierce, I have some vital information that I think will benefit you. I don't know if you remember, but I was trying to get him, trying to join the Lady Willow, the religion here.
Yeah, one of them knows about you.
Okay.
You're brought before the Paladin Commander.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting at a desk, looks up as you get in. You notice that her office here, if you will, is derelict of any sort of personal effects. The entire thing looks very sterile. Like, obviously... Greg Pierce does not know what a hospital looks like.
No.
But imagine, like, a hospital.
What was her name again?
Evelyn Plain.
Paladin Commander Plain. I know the location of the weapon, right? I've discerned it.
We are also aware of the location.
All right. Do you know that the gnomes and the orcs and the dwarves, possibly even a militia, are going to be charging that keep tonight in hopes of collecting that weapon?
So a bluff?
Yes. Oh, yes, a bluff. Gotta make it seem more, you know.
She narrows her eyes at you.
Oh, damn. Well, that's what I've heard. Might be less. Might be just the gnomes.
Have a seat.
Oh, God. I sit down.
Had one job, Piss.
She stands up, utters a prayer to Lady Willow.
Right.
Do you identify it? Yeah, it's a prayer for a zone of truth.
Oh, fuck. I'm not... great in these. They make my skin itch.
All right. So you feel a compulsion to tell the truth. You know if you open your mouth, you will be forced to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You do not, however, have to answer.
Right.
Just be aware of that.
Sure.
She sits down. Oh, you can't stretch the truth or bend the truth. If you say anything, it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help you, Lady Willow.
Yeah. She sits down. Why are you here?
I'm here to tell you about a plan.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. You've opened your mouth now. You thought you could get around it, but you couldn't. So please tell the whole truth.
All right. Do I have to give every detail?
You don't have to give every detail. Hang on. Let me read the exact letter.
Surely you could just say, I'm here to convince you to attack the king.
Yeah, yeah. Like
you can't even try to... It's...
Because, like, that's the truth.
That is the truth. Or do... Can I not omit anything?
Creatures with the emanation area can't speak deliberate. They cannot speak deliberate or intentional lies.
Okay.
Each potentially affected creature is a lie. Affected creatures are aware of the enchantment. Therefore, they may avoid answering questions, which they normally respond. They may be evasive as long as they remain within the boundaries of the truth.
Cool.
All right, yeah, so that's okay.
I came here to convince you to attack Eaton's Keep.
Are the dwarves, gnomes, and orcs attacking tonight?
No, maybe the gnomes.
Why are you trying to deceive me?
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Fair point. Highs or lows?
Highs.
I'm going to get you to roll this, because this is if she has a... if your shirt is open enough for her to notice.
Oh, boy.
So said highs. What'd you get?
54.
54? I think you're fine.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
I need the weapon so that I may join this religion. I was hoping that you could provide assistance in that goal.
It's not the truth.
It's none of it's a lie. It's just clever omitting. I wish to marry one of your own.
To what end do you want to marry her?
What is that even? How do you... What? To what end? To marry her.
Do you love her? Is that why?
To grow to love her. That's not a lie.
That'd not a lie, nice. But that's not like a, like it's not like she's, you know, oh well, in that case.
That's still what I say.
You're a very untrustworthy man.
I'm slippery. People have described me as slippery.
All right.
Yes.
When do you need us to attack?
Midnight, tonight.
Midnight. That's very short notice. I cannot promise we'll get that done.
Said midnight was short. That was a week.
I will begin preparations. If we cannot get it done by midnight, I will let you know. And, furthermore, I see that you're wounded.
Very much so.
Can you lift the eye patch, please?
I pop it open.
That's quite disgusting.
It was awfully.
That's why that's why you have the eye patch.
Well.
I feel like the eye patch was an obvious thing to cover that up. I mean, if it wasn't disgusting,
I mean, that's sort of on you. Yeah, really.
She smiles. Really? I was hoping you would be missing that eye.
Did you?
What if I told you we could replace it?
All right, yeah, deal.
Oh, Jesus. With You're what? Fucked. You're so fucked.
Well, we need a way to contact you. Right. And because I don't trust you, I want to be able to see what you see.
Oh, Jesus.
Chuck it in. I'll wear a wire.
She snaps her fingers and a cleric enters. And a cleric and another paladin enter.
Should have borrowed my cleric vestments, pretended to be a priest, you Fuck. Idiot.
All three of
Fuck,
them
that would have been a good plan.
Begin a ritual to summon a phantom eye that they are going to plant into your head. You will not be able to see through the eye, but they will be able to see through the eye.
Right.
The eye will not, you will have no sensation through the eye, but you will not blink for longer than absolutely necessary to make it look like it's a real eye.
And what?
I know that you do not need to blink that eye. So if I hear or I see any untowardness, by God, you will not be able to hide from us.
Can they?
We will see what you see.
See what you see, but can they hear what he hears? Or is it just a sight thing?
I don't know. Right. That's unless Greg Pierce asks.
Oh, yeah. So is it like full all senses or just vision?
We can pick vision or hearing, and one or the other.
Oh, you can choose as
we
you
can
go.
We can switch as well,
right,
yes.
Right, right, right. And at the end of this, I'm part of the religion, yeah?
Obviously, both of us are aware that you have no intention of practicing under Lady Willow. But we will,
gone, but
for the
not.
Sake of your convenience, tell everyone that we believe you might be a convert.
Excellent. All right, that sounds like a fair deal.
Oh, you got Greg Pierce. That's pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of 50-50. Everyone sort of
incorrigible.
Yeah. They complete the ritual and plant your false eye in.
Gross.
All right.
Unfortunately, it's electric blue. They cannot.
So
also, it's just a single, like, glove that is electric blue.
So how am I going to explain this?
Tell them you have a glass eye.
All right, but if that goes sour,
I feel like people
you.
Will believe that the halflings took your eye from you.
Yeah, right. What, and then gave me a glass eye?
You got the glass eye yourself.
All right, it just seems
You're
like
good
a
at
lot
lying. It comes second nature to you.
You convince me.
That's true. All right. You've got yourself a deal.
All right. I will let you know whether or not we'll be able to attack at midnight. You'll know by no later than 11.
We don't know this.
Nope.
They set you loose.
All right. I'll head back to the cop shop then.
That's the name of the place.
The
cop,
absolutely.
Cops aren't a thing, but it's called the cop
shop. No, it's the cop shop because it's COPPE. Shop, like the old cop shop.
The copy shoppy.
Did you got to cop it?
Yeah, you got to cop it.
You got to cop the law.
Cop the law. Welcome to the there cop shop. The shop where you right. cop the law.
You all reconvene at the cop shop.
Did I do anything with the dwarves?
Oh, right. Fuck. Sorry.
It went swimmingly. Good.
It was great. You're best of friends.
Ha, thank Christ.
As you approach one of the dwarven ships, it turns to face you. Some ballistae on the side of the ship are vaguely aimed in your direction.
I'm like, really? I'm a halfling on an upside-down boat, and you're aiming that at me? Why?
They probably can't hear you when they start...
No, they're just seeing a halfling just ranting and waving his arms like, what? Come on! I'm not having a good day.
By the time you're basically next to the ship, a stocky dwarf leans over the side, arms folded with a big smile on his face. You actually recognize his face, and Captain De Silva calls out to you saying... Well, what are you doing there, little boy?
Captain De Silva!
I want arms outstretched like a baby reaching up for his dada. He's like, Captain De Silva, help me up!
The dwarves lower like a net sort of thing that you can clamber onto and they haul you up.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's
how are you, man? Captain the Silver is as flamboyant as ever. Instead of his regular hat, though, he's wearing some sort of official kind of looking dwarven navy hat. But his, like, clothing is just as colourful as it was before.
Holy shit, Captain Silver, how are you? How you been? Man, haven't seen you in an age.
Captain the Silver leads you to his, like, personal quarters. You sit down. He, like, he probably, like, offers you a change of clothes if you want.
Thank you. I'm very sad. I recently lost a friend.
You are dressed very flamboyantly.
That is good for me.
Perfect for sneaking into a castle.
Every article of clothing is a different fluoro color.
God, that's good.
What are you doing here?
Captain Silver explains to you that quite a while ago, like a couple of years ago, he started working with the Dwarven Merchant Company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He hasn't been home since. Still hasn't been home. He hasn't been home in a long time, he tells you. But he's instead now working for a kind of like a subsidiary of one of the dwarven clans. They offered him a pretty sizable check for his services.
I like that he remembers me. That's all
That's
right.
That's so good. But I feel like Captain DeSilver is also the kind of person that remembers
everyone
he meets.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are like drinking pretty heavily. DeSilver insists. Okay. He tells you it's good for someone who's been wet.
He hasn't changed.
All right. I keep drinking. I'm drowning, half drowning my sorrows and half like, is this guy
He seems
old?
Quite happy.
It's like, I lost a friend, but an old friend.
He seems quite happy with everything. He's like, things are going really well for him. He's like been on the up and up pretty steadily. His life's completely turned around. When you first met him, he like had one ship. Now he's a Commodore. He's no longer Captain De Silva anymore. He's Commodore De Silva.
Congratulations, Commodore De Silva.
He explains to you, probably, I assume, ask why the dwarves are here.
Mm-hmm.
They normally come here around this time every year. They'd heard, or they were aware that the orcs had taken the docks because they saw orcish ships in the dock, but they didn't really know or care what's happening in Jaren's outpost. They were just there to try and free up the dock so that they could resume trading.
Well, thing is, I try to fill him in as much about Jaren's outpost, just the lay of the land. Like, oh, this faction, all fallen to shit. And basically, Eaton, the kind of crazy motherfucker, he basically got a dragon thing that I'm after. And so we're trying to get that, and ideally, hopefully, for tonight. And basically, if you could help us out, that'd be just great.
Captain De Silver gives you a very pained expression. Unfortunately, lad, the ships are, well, I command them, but they're not really mine. I have permission to act within a certain boundary, but there's only so much I can do. And I'm working under a flag now, one of the dwarven clans. And dwarves are very isolationalist. One of our biggest sort of... orders is that we're not allowed to interfere with local politics, and I feel this is very close to local politics.
Potentially, but
I can wrangle you some things, but there's only so much we can do.
All right, well, what can you wrangle me? What can you offer?
Well, we're allowed to fight orcs wherever we see them.
Uh-huh.
So, say for example, maybe I see some orcs traveling along near where the keep is. We fire our catapults. No one's going to think twice about that.
Well, that just so happened because I'm pretty sure maybe that keep is full of orcs.
Whoa. Well, in that case, I think we'd have to shell that place till it wasn't standing anymore.
I think that'd be a pretty good idea. Get rid of all them orcs.
Wow. That's definitely something I'd have to do.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, Commodore De Silva. Just shell that place around about midnight when the orcs would be sleeping.
That might be all that I can do, though.
I think that's more than enough.
All right.
And if you could help me just overturn the boat, that'd be also real good.
Ah, that boat's full of holes. You don't want that one. Yeah, maybe we lose a boat.
We have a boat!
We get a boat with maybe, like, weapons on it, too. Like...
Man, after so many things bad that happened to you...
You're going
to
be sailing that wall.
It's good.
Hmm? You're going to be scaling that wall?
We will be scaling that wall about...
You'll need a ballista to fire that grappling hook.
Yes, we would need a ballista.
Yeah, maybe we lose one of them as well.
Ah, oh, come on.
This is the
so
most intuitive part, it means that bad things are around the corner.
Probably only for me.
Like, you have, like, another drink. It's getting kind of late. Mm-hmm. You probably have to be eventually like, all right, we gotta hurry this up.
That's good. Fan bloody-tastic.
You stumble a little bit out of Captain De Silva's office.
I'm like, hey, meat pie, you'd never...
Oh, that was so... My heart. You're breaking it.
I quietly get into the boat.
Pour one out for our homie meat pie.
So sad. Maybe I'll get a seagull this time.
Oh, Danny boy. The pipes. Sorry. So.
Yes.
A ballistae, a smaller one, but one that you can attach a rope to the bolt, is sort of fixed into a boat, roughly so that it can be kind of fired from the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You're given some basic instructions on how to operate a ballistae, because you probably don't know how, and just in case your friends don't know how either.
Yes.
They lower two boats down, one with a bunch of dwarves in it, one with you in the ballistae. The dwarves are going to tow you into shore, because it's a bit of a hassle for you to row that boat.
Nah, fair.
Thank meeting you. Commodore to Silver Commodore was to the Silver. Best thing that's happened to us this whole game.
Yes.
And the dwarves row you back to shore. Where do you want to be?
What would be the most strategic to kind of be so we can get there? Would it be
near Teagle Eye? Is where you're like near your strongest allies.
I would say let's go, near little Teagle Eye, near Light Eye, and we'll go from there. And then I'll go tell the boys the good news.
I just had a brilliant plan. Can I acquire paper and pen?
How are you gonna fuck?
You certainly can.
I would like to write out of eye shot from my eye, looking up, pretend to stab me, and then remove my eye and throw it away. And I'm gonna hand it to Leo when I see him. Like we're being watched. Pretend to kill me. Pop my eye out.
What is this going to do? Like,
well, then the sabers are like, damn. Greg, I'm faking my own death.
It's good, but we can't want them to confirm.
As if that's going to last.
It'll last long enough.
We need them to attack the base.
Well, we'll wait till after that, but that's my plan.
Although I feel like the dwarves shelling the shit out of it would be enough.
Potentially, but then a dragon might come down. So look, we want a lot of pandemonium is all.
But when the time comes, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
I gotta fake my death from the sabers. Or I just marry the girl.
What are you gonna do?
Then the blood cult still have your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll sort that out. When the time comes, I'll cross that bridge.
So, the three of you plus a bunch of hangers-on...
Excuse me, they're good friends.
are finally able to reconvene at your local tavern.
Right.
Is it that
the cop pre-arranged bar? Location, I assume.
Old cop bar.
Old copy bar. Right.
Copy bar.
The old El Cop Tavern.
Does my eye look different?
Well, what's your original eye color?
Bright green.
One of your eyes is a regular looking bright green, and one of them is a apt piss yellow.
Do we even notice his eyes are fucked, or do we not care?
Are you just like alcohol poisoning, I guess?
His piss yellow eye is looking around completely like without.
You know what? Can I get an eye patch?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll just eye patch it.
Well, no, but if you eye patch it, then they can't see anything.
Sabers are mad at you.
Oh, fuck. Well, it's a doomed if you do, doomed if you don't, whatever. An eye patch is probably hard to find. Plus,
so
then you'll be like,
anything
why
amiss about his eye?
No, we know.
It's moving around.
It's moving around.
There's a guy next to you who's
it's pulling
eyes
a mad eye moody.
Yeah.
Alright. That's fucking weird. What's up with your eye, green piss? Why is you doing weird shit like that, mate? I thought you had green eyes.
Can I try and mime? Below my eye, I've been bugged by the sabers. I'll show you, because I've just thought of it then.
So all right, go on.
Point at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do a little pretend bug.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do like a saber, like the sword.
So, here's some flaws in your idea there already. So, you, Greg Pierce, a person living in basically medieval times.
Yeah.
What is a bugging someone?
Shit.
Also, I'm not very smart, so I wouldn't notice it.
You can, however, with a roll of the die, attempt to explain.
I don't want to give you some information or like suggest something for your character, but why don't you cast a whisper?
Oh, shit, I can do that, can't I? Or just even message.
Yeah, message is the one I thought. Yeah, that's the one. Actually, first used.
I'll just cast message. It's fine, Adam.
All right.
I don't need to mime. All right, so I'll cast message and I'll be like, right, Sabers, that eye, what I've got in my head, it's not mine. It's the saber's eye.
No, you don't say, Greg. It looks so real.
Oh, whisper is a... the spell is a whispered message. Conversation at a distance.
Message?
Message. It's a whispered conversation at a distance, sorry.
So the sabers will hear you.
The sabers will still be hear. Could
hear. I'll risk it.
All right.
I'll explain. Yeah. Sabers, that's not my eye. That's a saber's eye. They're having a look at everything that I do. Right? So best behavior, boys.
Gotcha. And they're going to help.
Yeah.
But they can see everything we're doing right now.
Well, yeah. Look.
Can we put it?
Wasn't my choice.
Pierce, I don't see why. You're good at lying.
No.
Yeah, you're pretty good at lying.
I'm amazing at lying.
I don't see why we couldn't put him in a barrel.
Oi, lads.
I feel like it would be safer to put him in a barrel than...
Periwinkle, your practiced bullshit detector is going off.
Oh, so they're definitely going to help us, Greg.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. It's never a promise. Understand that as I had my eye taken out, it was under duress. Right?
They said the words, we will help you, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm not believing this, am
I? Your bullshit detector is like fucking five alarm calling out.
Five alarm chili
calling out that something spicy's going on.
Greg.
Yeah.
Because we've known one another for, I don't know, 24 hours now.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to ask you one question. And you just have to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down because you're compromised.
Right.
If I'm not happy with the answer that I get, I may put you in that barrel over there and just throw you in the water.
Right, of course.
All right. Did they say they would help us with our attack?
They did say that they would help, but they didn't guarantee it because it's going to take them a while to get their resources together.
So instead of giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I give like that wavy handshake. It's just wonderfully unclear.
All right. I'm not going to put you in a barrel.
Right.
Now.
Good too.
Maybe later.
Periwinkle, can we have just a quick sidebar?
Sure.
I'm going to chat to the cops. What's the sidebar?
Don't arrest him.
Nice day.
You have very little to talk with them about. A lot of them don't like you.
You slept with Goggles' his brother and his wife and his mother.
Same day. Same 4-hour period.
You slept with every day of the week.
Including Thursday, twice. All right, what do you want?
Right.
What's up?
So we're going to get this weapon. Now, I know you want it for a reason. Now, look, I'm sure that Greg Pierce, we don't know. Look, we can't trust him. And look, I know that you'd have no reason.
He's definitely going to betray us at some point in the next.
I like to imagine
2 hours.
You're like, we look Greg Pierce. You're like, look, I'm just like eating a pickled egg in front of one of the guys. Be like, how many can you put in? How many can you put away?
So look, and I know you know that I would. I know you have doubts of where I would lie, and with the connection with
trust you more little, than I trust little, him, but that doesn't mean now, I trust you.
Fair. And look, I will promise you right now that I won't try to backstab you, betray you, grab the weapon and run. I promise I won't if you agree before you do anything with your weapon to at least meet with Papa Littolo before you decide to do whatever it is with the weapon. Because Papa Littolo, while he wanted this, he also said if he can't get it to destroy it. However, I think if we can convince him to be like, you don't get it, but whoever you give it to, maybe Papa Littolo, maybe we can find an alliance and strengthen our family ties. So just a meeting with Littolo. You don't have to promise anything, and I promise that I will make sure that Greg Pierce doesn't fuck us over. Or at least I'll try and stop him.
I was going to say, can you actually promise us that...
He's a slippery one.
He is a slippery little piss.
You finished the jar of pickles.
Just to meet with Littolo and see what he says and what he wants to do.
And if I don't like what he says, I can walk away.
Well, yeah, that'd be the agreement with Littolo, and I will try to make that, and I will try and see if he will honor that agreement. But just so it saves my neck, I think we can just have a meeting, and you can stash the weapon somewhere. It doesn't have to be on your person if we get it, so you can have that insurance. Just open up a dialogue.
All right. I'm open to that.
Good.
I want to be clear, though.
Yeah?
If we don't go down that path, I'm not doing a, we'll look after the weapon and we're your friends, gangsters, because I don't roll that way.
I, I,
whatever Little Low wants, that's a conversation with Papa Little Low. As long as I've done my job in his eyes, I don't really care what happens.
He's happy for it to be potentially destroyed.
He is happy for it to be potentially be destroyed, yes.
You're a pretty good liar, aren't you?
No. I'm terrible. I'm really bad at this.
Is he a good liar, Adam?
I don't think I am.
He's a pretty good liar, but you think he's on the board.
Oh, no, no, I believe what he's saying. What I'm saying here is, though,
oh.
Why couldn't you just lie to Little O?
Oh.
Oh, I would never lie to Little O. It's family. You don't lie to family.
I tell Buttons and Sweatrock that if they don't eat their pig guts, they won't grow, which is completely untrue, because orc kids just grow like shit.
Yeah, fair.
God, how quickly does an orc kid, like, outgrow just... his clothes? Like, fuck, that's gotta be annoying.
Hourly. Presumably orc kids don't wear a lot of clothes.
Just a... Yeah, you've been to my house.
Just like a sack.
It's a nice sack.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's like a handmade sack.
Yeah.
My mum made that, presumably.
Only
well.
The best hemp.
Yeah, with like, you know, little embroidery on it. It's very sweet.
So you wouldn't lie to Little O and just say that...
I wouldn't lie to Little O because what if Little O finds out that I lied to him? What if I say, yeah, Little O got destroyed, then someone uses the weapon? I'm fucked. If Little O will kill me.
If you lied to Little O...
Yes?
For me, yeah. I'm bigger than Little O.
Yeah, but yes, you're very Little big, but Little O is got a lot of connections, and I'm
bigger than Little O, and so are all these guys.
Yeah, but Little O is the member of the Little O family. You know how big that is?
You guys are spending a lot of time doing this. This is going down tonight. You know that, right?
Yeah. Like, you all know right. How big the family is? You don't want to fuck the family.
I'm open to a conversation. If you promise you don't fuck me over.
Almost,
and do your very best to stop him from.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one.
4
That's going to be a hard one.
All right. You're all right, mate.
Thanks. Thank you, Periwinkle.
Colin sucks you in the gut. The gut.
I vomit up a lot of egg that I was just keeping in my cheeks.
Colin,
wow,
unfortunately,
you ruined the fun, Colin, didn't you?
Colin has a very dour look on his face.
Colin. You can punch him as much as you like when tonight is over.
Colin gives you a look like you're going to get arrested tomorrow.
We're good to go, team.
Eating eggs in a crime. Yes.
Yep. Yep, we got the boat. Dwarves are going to provide some cover, and the sabers are going to attack the front gates.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The town guard will hopefully also, or town militia will hopefully also provide you guys some distraction.
Yep. Basically attacking from all fronts.
Yep.
Now here's the options. Do you want my men to help us break in, or do you want my men to go just smash some shit and drag people away?
Ooh. What do you think? Where would maybe
they'd be happy to break in and help us out. They're good people. I could send some with us and some away to do some other shit.
I think maybe half and half, split the team. All so right. Like
yep.
Some have a distraction, some help us, because I'm guessing Eaton's got probably a lot of defenses.
All right, then. I'll tell my men half of them will be on distraction, the other half will help us break in.
Cool, cool, cool.
How many are a couple of days away from retirement?
2, both the Thursdays. They're coming with me on the actual real hard mission, though, because they'll be safe.
Yeah.
You got to look after them.
Yeah.
That's how it goes down.
He's bought a boat called the Freedom.
He's expecting his third grandchild this week.
Mm. That's Thursday T, not Thursday R.
Will Thursday R ever get to sail the Freedom? Will Thursday T get to see his grandchild? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.